I'm cycling today down to the River Mersey. I've just crossed the main road, which is at the end of my road, which is very busy at certain times of day in particular, such as now. I haven't been on my bike for a few months, actually. I didn't really feel like it. I'm not entirely sure why. And then I've just got to the end of this road and I have to lift my bike over a stile, which is, well, I've never actually done this before. And I'm going to have to pause the narrative. No, I can carry on talking, it's okay. But I don't want to damage my bike. Or me. That's it. My bike's beautifully light, so it's not quite such a problem as it might be. And then down, I'm lifting it down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 steps, and now I'm at beside the lovely River Mersey in West Didsbury. And to my right, there's a great display of a green alkanet, which is a wildflower I've come to be quite fond of, because I'm more sort of familiar with it. I think that's the reason why, partly why I get fond of wildflowers anyway. It's when I'm familiar with them and when I sort of understand them. So there's a big display of green alkanet to my right. And the River Mersey is looking as pretty as ever, with the fresh green colours of late spring. It's not summer yet, it's still spring. And I'm cycling, I think, to Chawton Water Park. I've not been along this path before. It depends how rough it is, actually. I won't do it if it's rough, because I have a road bike. It's not really suitable for anything other than, you know, smooth stuff. There's a blackbird and another bird, which I can't identify. I don't know what it is. This is lovely, actually. This is about the most sort of countrified little ride I've ever been on my bike, simply because it's not on the road. Well, I suppose going around Chawton Water Park is pretty nice in that respect, but that's a water park, not a sort of path, you know, which is what this is beside the River Mersey. It's lovely. It's a beautiful sunny day as well, which is largely why I've come out. Another cyclist just whizzed past. This path used to be actually very rough, but maybe 6 months ago it was flattened and tidied up and given... Oh, this is a bit rough. Got to be careful. I don't want to slide off with a one-handed crash. And it's even tarmacked over in some places, which is nice. I don't know why it was in such a state of disrepair. You know, why it was so rough for such a long time. Because it's a lovely resource, and we need to make the best of resources such as this in cities. You know. Oh, this is lovely. It's like being in the countryside. Oh, green colours. And I feel myself relax, as I always do when I get out into nature. And here I am at Chawton Water Park. The path is a bit rough in places. It's about the limit for me on my lightweight aluminium road bike. You wouldn't need a particularly beefy bike to do that track, actually. Not a mountain bike, but just a little bit stronger than the one I have. Maybe a steel bike would be better, actually. But it's okay. You just have to go a bit slower. It takes about 10 minutes to get to Chawton Water Park along that path, whereas I can do it in about 5 if I whiz along the road at, you know, high speed you can't really whiz along that track at high speed. It's too bumpy, and there are places actually where it's really uncomfortable. There's no or not really very much, you know, resilience in this lightweight road bike. It's too rigid. It's far too rigid. There's no softness to absorb all the bumps. It's, you know, it's not very nice. Wouldn't want to do too much of that. So onward. I wasn't quite sure which way to go. I could have gone around Chiltern Water Park, or I could have, and I am actually proceeding further along a nice tarmac track which leads up to, you can cross the River Mersey and go over to Sale Water Park if you want, which will make a nice little ride. I'm not sure I'll go that far now because I'm not actually planning on anything long, you know, just a quick little ride. That's what I'm after. It's nice to do it on a smooth tarmac track, rather like a road actually. There's not much difference. There's no difference, but it's not a road. There's no cars here, of course. It's just for bicycles and people and horses as well. I think people take horses around here. I've never seen a horse actually ridden in Chiltern Water Park or, you know, other parks. But I think people do use these little networks. I suppose they're a bit like bridleways. Well, they are bridleways, I suppose, yeah. In terms of highway code regulations and so forth. So I think they probably are accessible for horses, horse riding. Not something which has ever appealed to me. I look at those people sometimes and think, well, it's bloody boring, actually. I'm not particularly comfortable bouncing about in the saddle and trying to tell the horse what to do. Can't see the point of it whatsoever, but obviously some people get a lot of pleasure from it. I prefer a bike. Well, my favourite is my feet, actually, but a bike has its charm as well. Has its charms as well. Oh, this is rough. A jogger just going past in and close to a sort of narrowed section of the River Mersey, which means you hear it a little bit, probably in the background. Not sure, my mic will detect it. And now I'm just passing under a bridge which was completed possibly 12 months ago, which extends the Manchester tram network, the city tram network, out to Manchester Airport, which is a few miles away. I never use that tram connection. When I go to the airport, I always take a taxi because it's only a few miles away, and it's never occurred to me to look at the tram. I would save, I don't know how much I'd save. I'd certainly save some money by taking the tram. It would be not so convenient, but then again, the ticket might be £5 and the taxi is maybe £12, so, you know, I suspect actually it's not a huge difference, but it's certainly a nice development to extend the tram network out to the airport. You know, it's a good thing, I suppose. I'm sure it's used quite a lot. So I've arrived actually at Chiltern Ease. I could cross the river and go into Sale Water Park. I might do that actually. I'm actually at the junction. There's a lot of wind, but I think it's high up in the trees, so you can probably hear them whooshing around, but I don't think it's going into the microphone. I'm at the junction where I can go into Chiltern Ease and Chiltern Meadows, which is lovely. It's very pleasant because in all the numerous times I've come here, I've always driven to Chiltern and then parked and walked around here. So it's nice to arrive on two wheels rather than four wheels and using my own effort rather than, you know, a clumsy, expensive car. So this is quite nice.